Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
To my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned
around. That's Stevie Nicks bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. Dr. Patty Green is our guest, our good friend, 12-year member of our Brain Trust, professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College, and a very important person in the world of understanding, supporting, and encouraging small businesses and entrepreneurship. Patty Green, your work has been so important over the years, and on behalf of my audience, especially folks who may not know as much about that side of the entrepreneurship world, the ecosystem, the research side, we thank you for your work.
Oh, thank you, Jim. I really appreciate it. Coming from you, that means a lot. Thank you.
So I need that website. You got one?
I do, www.10ksbapply.com. That's 10K, for the 10,000 small businesses.
10K, mm-hmm. Just like it sounds, 10ksb...
Mm-hmm. Apply.
Apply.
.com.
NKSBApply?
Yep.
.com. Okay, so check it out, folks. That's how you find the 10,000 businesses, the program that you've been working on with Goldman Sachs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so check
you can
out.
Learn about, no matter where you are, you can learn about how to apply.
And also, don't forget the Babson EDU, Babson College, Babson EDU. That's a great school. People are lining up to get in there. Okay, Patty, we're talking about innovation. You gave us a great tour in the previous segment about the research that's been done by you and your group, your school on innovation and the fact that small business owners are innovative, more innovative than any other sector by number, by percentage, but don't necessarily think of it that way. And you had five areas I know that you wanted to just to quickly run through that where they might think about innovation.
Yeah. Well, the beautiful thing about 10,000 small businesses is we learn from each other. So what we did was once we had the numbers and we were going, what does that mean? We had some focus groups. And one of them was on innovation, so we really looked and learned from different ways that they were doing different kinds of innovation. You know, on the product service side, I thought this one was so clever. This is from Vinnie Druva, who owns DFW Mattel Supply and Textiles in New Jersey. It's a one-time alarm clock radio for hotels. You know how you stay in a hotel, and at 4 in the morning, somebody an alarm that the last person set goes off because they had to get to the airport,
right.
But you didn't have to?
And yeah, exactly, and it wakes you up at 3:30.
Exactly. So this goes off one time, and then the setting goes away. You know, so that is a product and service. But some other things, one I thought was kind of cool, too, is looking at changing the existing way markets work. So there's a guy named Martin Parisian. And he's got a vanilla company, co-owner of Vanilla, Singing Dog Vanilla. Sorry, I always put the vanilla first. Singing Dog Vanilla. And they're really working on their supply chain. There's a small house producer. They wanted to get into some of the big box stores, but they didn't want to have a distributor.
Mm-hmm.
So they've actually worked with them, with the companies, to sell directly to them. And now they've got, some of the stores are even doing a more of a direct order kind of system so that they can work more easily with small suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
So he changed it not just for his company. He's changing the market structure for other small businesses that want to do businesses in a different way.
He's creating a new model, a new go-to-market model.
Exactly. Exactly.
And folks, that's innovation, even though you don't think of it like that.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing, Patty. Unleash the innovative power of that's in the brains of your staff, of your people.
Yeah.
Give them a chance to be innovative. And you can aggregate all that up where small business owners get innovative is when they get stuck. We get stuck somewhere, and somebody says, "How do we get unstuck?"
Mm-hmm.
And they say, "Well, how about if we paint it blue instead of white?" And then they get unstuck.
Yes, it's true. And they also realize that they're the ones that have to figure it out. They can't call the you know, the office down the hall.
That's right.
Or, you know, hold a whole series of meetings because they don't have the time or the people to
and
do that.
And time is of the essence if you're stuck.
Exactly.
Because time is money.
Exactly.
So people get busy on these things. Go
mm-hmm.
ahead. What's next?
Well, I think the other thing is, going back to that, some of these ideas have been hijacked, is if you look around about the resources that exist to help small businesses, you don't see a lot about help them be innovative. So the small business owners actually came up with some ideas about what would help them be more innovative. And one is basically just focus on it. Networks, even spaces, that is, it's like, it's the incubators, but it's for the incubators for the rest of us.
Right.
You know, not for that small slice, and they wouldn't have to be there, but have some prototype equipment available for a community to use that they can test these different things. Now, another one, you and I talked a little bit at the beginning of this time about intellectual property.
Right.
You know, figuring out ways to make that easier and less expensive so that everyone can really reach out and protect their intellectual property.
Well, first, just recognize that you have it, whether you've done anything with it or not.
Very true.
It exists when you create it, whether you protect it or not.
Yeah, and that goes back again to the training. So, you know, I'm a long-time supporter of the Small Business Development Center system.
Yep, SBDC's me too.
Yep, but if I think about their training, there's not a lot in their training about being innovative.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more focused on the business plan and that kind of thing.
The nuts and bolts, that's exactly right.
Right.
Hey, Patty, I've enjoyed our visit. Thank you for bringing all this new research and new perspectives on innovation for us. I hope you'll come back again real soon.
You know I will. Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure.
Give us another website, please.
www.10ksbapply.com.
That's the 10,000 small businesses from Goldman Sachs that she's talking about. Patty Green, thanks for being here. Patty Green, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Patty Green joined us, and so we did.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.